here in this beautiful place called Honolulu, Hawaii, at the NAFQ 50th Annual Conference with Mr. Anthony Demigon. How are you, Anthony?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for having me here.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah, how's the show going so far? Let's kick off with that.
Show is good. We haven't had attendance like this since a long time. And I think part of that's our membership's growing, but also Honolulu's not bad. But our team's put together a great lineup, so it's been fun. Our members are great. I like this because, you know, when you're an association, it's hard to picture your membership. But it's easier when you get to a place like this and you can see them all in a massive room and you get a feeling of connecting. And it's great for us. Half of us are here. We only have 65 members, about 34 of us, or 65 employees. Yeah. 34 of us are here. Wow. So it's great for my colleagues to get to meet all these members that we talk about throughout the year.
Yeah, I just had Lynette Smith in here and we were talking about networking and stuff. And it's like, there's still nothing better than a face-to-face meeting. We do all the digital stuff and everything, but coming to something like this and you get to see people in person. It's really cool. That just kind of strengthens the bond.
Yeah, I think the power of a handshake and building a connection, a shared experience, and I think that's what the whole dating process is. It's right. You meet somebody, you have shared experiences, and then reflecting on a shared experience, that's how you really build a great relationship. It works for people, it works for organizations, and organizations at the end of the day are just a bunch of people.
Yeah, exactly. So, cool. It's all fun. We're one big happy family here. Hey, let's talk about what you're going to be talking about here at the conference. Questions to ask. This has really intrigued me. Questions to ask if you want your credit union to survive. So can you give us a quick summary before we get into a couple of the questions?
Yeah. So, I mean, in essence, you come to a conference like this and there's, I'm not going to say information overload, but there's a lot of information. And so you have to take the information back, but I don't think that's the complete picture. I think sometimes it's your mindset and how you approach things that can help. So what I'm going to do tomorrow morning, which will be way in the past by the time people hear this, but it is questions that people can ask themselves, kind of an introspective self-analysis. And I think sometimes how you answer those things and how you approach things can make a huge difference, regardless of the facts, regardless of what's going on. So I can go through a few of them.
Yeah, let's do. I want to hear these.
Well, so one was, how bad do you really want it? And it was a great story I heard, and it's probably never had, it's a myth, but it teaches a good story, and it's about the success guru. And so somebody hears about this wonderful success guru, and he wants to be successful. He goes, so we'll meet him on the beach, you know, at 4 a.m. He's like, well, that's kind of strange. So at 4 a.m, the guru's there and he meets him. He's wearing a suit. The guru's wearing a bathing suit. And he goes, oh boy, maybe I made a bad choice. The guru says, you know, the sun's starting to come up. Come with me out into the water. And as they go out and it gets deeper and deeper, this person's like, I made a big mistake.
Yeah.
At some point, the guru grabs his head and pushes him under the water. As he's about to pass out, the guru picks him up and lifts him back to the shore. And he goes, well, I thought this was about success. And the guru says, oh, it is. If you ever want something as much as you wanted to breathe, you will be successful. And the thought was, the only thing in your mind was you wanted to breathe. You got rid of everything that was not important. You had a clear goal, and you attacked it, right? You were struggling. You wanted to. And he goes, that. Sometimes people say, how bad do you want something? And they'll say, oh, I really want it.
Right.
But then you take a look at people's actions. And this is myself included.
Right.
Do they back it up? If you really want something, you have to be willing to let go of things. And sometimes people will, I think it's human nature to delude yourself. Hey, I'm trying as hard as I can. I want this as bad as I want it. And then you look at your actions and you say, well, hold on. And there's a famous story of Michael Jordan who once twisted his ankle in a playoff game and spent the entire night 30-minute increments with his foot in hot water or ice baths so that he, the entire night, no sleep, so he could get ready for the game the next day. That's somebody who wants it bad, right? And so the question is, you know, how bad do you want it? And then the question is, what is it? Right? What is the it? And if you ask an organization, you know, NAFQA has 65 employees, some credit unions have 1,000 employees. If you went around and asked people, what are we striving for? What is the it? How many different answers are you going to get? Right, and that's hard. And we have the same issue at NAFQA. We try to kind of create focus on what we focus on and things that we're going to let go. So, and it's one of those things where all this information that you're going to get at a conference or you're going to get talking and networking, and then the question is, what am I taking away from this? What are we going to focus on? How bad do we want it? What resources are we going to put in place? And I think that's, I can't give anybody the answer for that. Right?
That's a personal thing.
It's a personal thing. Everybody has to be able to answer those two questions. You know, how bad do you want it? and what is the it, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. there's one. Another one was, and this is one I got from a friend who ran a credit union out in the Dakotas, and he said this was his favorite question to ask his board, to ask himself, to ask his staff. Are you hunting or are you the hunted? And that mindset is binary. It's one or the other, mm-hmm. And it's hugely important. We have problems in our operations. We have regulations we don't agree with, and you can kind of create this I am hunted mindset, and you get defensive, and you are timid when you are being hunted, mm-hmm. and you start letting other things control you, mm-hmm. and you are no longer the master of your destiny or in control. And that leads to a lot. I mean, people who say they feel that way are a little more depressed.
Yeah.
Organizations that feel that way organizationally don't have as much engagement. Mm-hmm. Flip the switch, right? And somebody says if you ever are feeling stressed, write a list, right? Write a list. Work the problem. And so when you're on the hunt, you're on offense. And that makes such a difference. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? Well, what are we going to do about it, right? There's always problems. There's never not going to be problems.
Right.
And when organizations can flip that switch, when individuals can flip that switch, that we're no longer playing defense, mm-hmm. we're going to go on offense. The one thing one of the greatest stories in this in the credit union space is I have a credit union friend. She runs a credit union back east, and she was being worn down by regulations and policies. And she said, I'm not even running a credit union anymore. I feel like I'm making policies. That's all I do all day.
Right, right.
So she finally got together with a bunch of other credit unions, and they started sharing back office operations, compliance operations,
great.
And she attacked the problem.
Yeah.
So about a couple years ago, I went back to her and I said, hey, how are you doing? She goes, I can't tell you how much fun we're having. Right? We're back in control again.
Right on.
Right? We're fighting. We're on the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And that mindset, and for my friend back in the Dakotas, he said, that's changed. There was a before and after. Once they got into the attack mode, we mm-hmm. refused to be told how we're going to turn out regardless of our asset size.
Mm-hmm.
He says there's been a massive difference. And I think that's important for people. And I think we had one of our speakers today, General Vinnie Bowles, talked
yes.
about that, right? Hey, you got to decide, right? You got to make decisions. You got to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that you're never going to be ready. You're never going to have all the information to make a clear decision, because mm-hmm. if it was that easy, you would have known what to do.
Exactly.
But attack, 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 yeah. move forward. And I think for everybody that I met who's been successful on our NAFCU board or NAFCU members, they have that mindset mm-hmm. of, we're going to push.
Yep.
We're going to attack,
yep.
which is pretty neat.
Being proactive. I mean,
it's a huge, you know, it's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see people that are successful, they have that mindset of being proactive and attacking things
yeah.
that, you know.
I was going to ask you, like, why are they important? But I think you just answered that, because it's... Yeah. It's a mindset thing, like right. you just said. So,
and I think also too, though, there's an idea in economics of a tipping point,
mm-hmm.
where organizations or groups will not do things until you reach this thing called a tipping point. And then once more and more people in an organization or a group start doing them,
mm-hmm.
it starts to self-reinforce and it tips over. So you get create an organization of people who are proactive, fix problems. Maybe it starts slowly, but over
mm-hmm.
time that culture will shift, and at
yeah.
some point. It takes over,
yep.
and that's what you want.
That's the time thing. So my question to you, are credit unions not asking these questions to themselves in order to move forward, to be proactive? Because obviously there's more questions,
right.
but we only have time to cover
no,
two.
I think
are
questions, unions,
are they?
Yeah, I say credit unions are.
Good.
If you take a look
good.
At the economic data, we're growing.
Yeah.
Where you're bringing in more members. Loan growth is great. Since the Great Depression, we have grown faster than the banking industry.
Why?
But I think it's like going to the doctor. I think it's like going to the doctor or going to church. You know what you're going to hear,
yeah.
right? You're not going to hear anything new, but boy, it's nice to have a kick in the pants every once in a while.
I hear that.
It's nice to have a reminder. And sometimes credit unions have been so successful that sometimes your success can lead you to believe that you've made it,
mm-hmm.
you're there. But in fact, sometimes the more successful you are, the more you have to guard against
mm-hmm.
getting comfortable. And so it's just a reminder. We also have a lot of directors and people new to the industry that come to a conference. And so what we really want to do is give them information so that management team and the chairs, we're trying to help them to have their teams also
mm-hmm.
Be proactive, be knowledgeable, fulfill their fiduciary duties, and keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think the industry is doing great,
yep.
but an industry turns over and evolves, and even though we're in a great position today, there's going to be changes tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and then how do we adapt to those
yep.
changes?
I like that kick in the pants message.
Yeah.
Kick in the pants.
And I need the kick in the pants myself too. This is not a us versus them, the issue. This is a us issue, mm-hmm. right? Matthew's got to, we got to find a way to be better because we love credit unions and credit unions, we always have to find a way to be better because consumers are going to expect it. No Our doubt. Members expect us to be better too. So
no doubt. I'm going to wrap up here because you have a busy, busy schedule. Yes, I don't want to keep you from it. So what's your outlook on 2017? Based on what we just talked about, what's happened this year? We're 6 months into a new administration. You guys are working with them day and night. What's your outlook for the rest of 2017 for folks?
Here would be my outlook. Now, listen, I defer the government affairs stuff to Kerry Hunter, general counsel, and Dan. Mm-hmm. They're awesome lobbyists. I think there will always be regulatory and compliance hurdles. Even, you know, we've got a good chance at some reg relief, and we're working hard with the Choice Act and other things. But there will always be issues. There will always be hurdles and challenges. Mm-hmm. So even, you know, no matter how successful we're going to be, there's going to be something else next.
Right.
But what I'm starting to see, which is nice, is that my outlook is rosy. We just grew to 108 million Americans. Credit unions are being proactive. You're seeing television, radio ads. They're going out there. People know what a credit union is now. American mm-hmm. consumers are flocking to it.
Right.
So my whole thing is there's always going to be problems, and they're equal discriminators against banks and credit unions. Mm-hmm. So you might as well take care of the things you can control, which is having a great strategy and being aggressive, and credit unions are doing that. Mm-hmm. So my outlook for 2017, I think you're going to continue to see credit union growth. Those numbers are going to push up. We're going to continue making loans, mm-hmm. and I think that's going to carry in. Consumers today, you're seeing more and more people looking for value companies, mm-hmm. companies that support their local economies. Yeah. Our members, our growth in membership is because of value. I think credit unions' growth in members is because our credit unions are providing value. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a hugely important thing. Yeah. So I am bullish on credit unions. If I could long that stock, I would, but we're not stock-owned, we're member-owned.
That's right.
I'm pretty pumped. It's a blessing to be in this industry. People like you are members. It's a great industry.
I love the eternal optimist in you, Anthony. It's very good.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well, I am a big fan as well, and I highly recommend. I'm giving you a plug every time with your blog. I'm a huge fan, and, I love your blog, so, and what you guys at NAFQ are doing as well, so huge fan, so keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Well done, man.
Thanks for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, man. Anytime. Okay.